he said, but we're now.
Only other thing that I did discuss, and there's a move by the hoteliers to do something different with the CVB. I know Harlan has brought it up in front of the Chamber of Commerce to try to get the CVB removed from the Chamber of Commerce and have it as its own standalone entity, totally separate from them. If you look at all the other TDCs across the seven-county area, we are very much unique in the way we do ours, where our TDC is just a board. We really have no staffing, although Bob, you're doing a great job, and you are our help. But she's not paid by us, and we really don't control Audrey. All the other TDCs are. They are actual functions of the county. They're still boards, just like we do, but they have people that work for them. They have the CVB is typically the TDC in the same breath. I can tell you through this process of the BP oil spill, the way that we work it doesn't work well. Just like all of you, I've got another job. I've got two jobs right now with the president of the Pensacola Association of Realtors. And the meetings and those kind of things that have to go on, it just doesn't work well from this standpoint. I think it would be served better if we had an executive director and we did some of our own things. But I would tell you that the hoteliers would love to see it come out and to have it as a standalone entity. I don't buy into that. I'd rather not be a standalone entity. I'd rather see some function of the TDC picking that up, and if it means we had to have staff and those kind of things we have to do. But I think that's something that we're going to have to look at long term as we move forward.
Mr. Chairman, that really wasn't discussed in our meeting, but I've heard that discussion. I would welcome that it be a more independent, similar to what the other counties are doing. Because as I said, I think what Nash said earlier, is that what we're talking about is people want people to visit Escambia County. Once they decide on Escambia County, then they figure out where within our area they want to stay. But my whole issue has always been promoting Escambia County and where they stay within there. I think we don't need to compete with ourselves, and we do that. I know the meeting, and I appreciate everything that Nash was saying, and those things are certainly important. I know a lot of the meetings, at least I had, though, was heavily focused, was heavily civic center focused, and you know, the other discussion is very good. I think it needs to happen. I just think the civic center situation, if we could just get a little bit, the county needs a little bit more time to work through it. We just started the group. My understanding when I talked to Randy is, I don't know who's, are you on there, Dennis? Okay. You know, if you have anything, comments about that, I know it's just started. I heard good things about it. All I did was ask for some patience because most of the discussion when they talked to me was mainly Civic Center and then some fourth sentence stuff. And I said, you know, let's bring this up after we get through the budget and we get a chance to get this Civic Center thing started. I'm just kind of curious, you know, Larry, what your opinion is about what y'all are doing and where y'all are right now.
Well, we just had a briefing.